Today's shiur is Masech Yevamos, Daf Ayin Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph with the first words on the Amud, V'hiza Atar Al Atame. The Torah, when it discusses the Parah Aduma, says that somebody who's tar should be the one to sprinkle the mixture, the Eifa Parah and the Mayim Chayim, on the one who's tame. Says the Gemara, tar Mechlal Shu Tameh. But the Torah emphasizing that the person is tar, it seems to say that he's not completely tar. For as the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains that the Torah calls the Avoida with the Paradu Mechatos, and we know that all of the Avoida with a Chatos has to be done with somebody who's tar. But the Torah emphasizing the word tar here, it must mean to teach us that the person is not actually entirely tahar, he's somewhat tahar. Rashi also explains that the pasuk says right before this pasuk, v'lakach ezoiv v'tavu b'mayim ish tahar v'hiza ela oil. So we already know that the person who's doing the avoid of the paraduma is tahar. Why does the Torah have to repeat tahar? That's why the Gemara can make the drasha it makes. And Tosfos, who disagrees with Rashi, who says that even though Rashi seems to say that the Parah Aduma is called a Chatos, we certainly understand, says Tosfos, that a Parah Aduma is not completely called a Chatos. And therefore he says the Gemara's question is based because the Pasuk says, V'iniach mechutz l'machaneh b'mokim tohor. So we already know that the avoid of the paraduma requires tahara. Why does the Torah repeat over here the words v'hiza tahar? The teacher's limud atful yoim shekosh b'para. We know that if somebody is tamei, he has to go to the mikveh. The day he goes to the mikveh, he's called a tful yoim. However, he's not considered completely tahar until he has hair of shemesh. Comes the night. Teaches us the Torah that as far as the avoida of the Parah Aduma is concerned, it's adequate that the person is a tful yoim even though he didn't have hair of shemesh. Ask the Rishonim. All this pasuk teaches us is that for the avoida of hazor, the sprinkling, the person could be a tful yoim. How do we know that for all the other avoiders involved in the process of Parah Aduma, somebody who's a tful yoim is acceptable? So the Mefarshim explain, since Hazor is the most important element of the avoider of Parah Aduma, Tosfos with the Maram's explanation, so since that avoider, that most important avoider, is kosher with somebody who's a tful yoim, it must be that the same applies to all the other avoiders of the Parah Aduma. And the Brisker Rav has a very fundamental understanding of the avoider of Parah Aduma. He says, we know that there are two types of kotshim. There's kotshe haguf, kotshim is beach, and there are kotshe bedek habayis. And they are very different. He says, actually, the Parah Aduma falls into the category of Kotshei Bedek Habayis. But the Torah is telling us that even though that the Avoider is Kotshei Bedek Habayis, as far as this special Avoider has special Dinim, and someone who's completely Tomei would not be acceptable, whereas somebody who's a Tful Yoim may do the Avoider. Tosfos asks another question, as we will be in Mitzvah Shem learning. There's another category of a person who hasn't completed his Tahara process, and that's someone who's a Mechusa Kippurim. He went to the mikveh, he had Hev Shemesh, but under certain circumstances a korban is required, and he hasn't yet brought the korban. Such a person is called a Mechusa Kippurim. As Tosfos, perhaps when the pasuk that we just began the shiur with comes to teach us that the person who's doing the avodah with the parah aduma does not have to be completely tahor, maybe what the pasuk means to tell us is that a mechusa kapurim, someone who went through the taharah process but didn't yet bring the carbon, is acceptable to do the avodah parah aduma. But someone who's only a tefil yoyim maybe will not be tahor enough to do the avodah of the parah aduma. Tosfos answers that since the parsha of parah aduma refers to someone who's a tamei meis, and someone who's a tamei meis does not have to bring a carbon, that's not part of his tahara process. So obviously the pasuk cannot be referring to mechusa kapurim, because mechusa kapurim is not relevant to tamei meis. So our Gemara taught us that tefil yoyim should be made do the avoid of the parah aduma. There's an interesting Tosefta that says that in the times of Rabbi Yishmael ben Pa'abi, he was a Kohen Gadol, and he wanted to do the avoid of the parah aduma with someone who was completely tor, not someone who was a tefil yoyim. And he actually did the avoid of the parah aduma that way, and the Chazal required that it be done over specifically with someone who's a tefil yoyim. And we know there are many Gemaras and Shas that tell us that the avoid of the parah aduma was done with people and with utensils that were tefil yoyim. Asks the Mishnah Achrayna. Yes, the Torah, as we just finished learning, tells us that tefil yoyim is acceptable to do the avoid of the parah aduma. But the Torah doesn't say it must be done with someone who's a tefil yoyim. So why were Chazal so eager that the avoid of the parah aduma should specifically be done with someone who's a tefil yoyim? And he explains this question. Don't we find in many situations that Chazal were machmer, where the Torah said something is mutter and Chazal said it's asur? So why here couldn't Chazal say, yes, the Torah allows tefil yoyim, but we won't use it tefil yoyim? Answers the Sefer Mishnah Achrayna. As we know, there was a fundamental dispute between the Tzedukim and the Purushim about this halacha. The Tzedukim didn't learn the pasuk as we just finished learning, and they felt that a tefil yoyim was disqualified from doing the avoda with the parah aduma. The Purushim, on the other hand, as we just finished learning, held a tefil yoyim may do the avoda. Says the Mishnah Achrayna, a very fundamental vort. When is pshat that Chazal have the right and make zeiris and a machmer more than what the Torah said? It's when they agree that the Torah said it's mutter, and they, for whatever reason they saw fit, make a zeira, make a decree to be machmer. But in a situation where it involves possibly misinterpreting what it says in the Torah, that the Torah says something is mutter, and by Chazal's act people will believe that that's not what the Torah said, then Chazal will never make a gzeira. If Rabbi Shmuel ben Pi'abi or others will use specifically people who are not full yoyim, we may come to agree with the tzedakim. Under that circumstances, we do everything to show just the opposite, and we don't allow full yoyim. We specifically ask that full yoyim do the avoda with the parah aduma. Continues the Gemara. By my name, Rav Sheshes. They ask from Rav Sheshes. Oral ma'ab ma'isa. An oral, may he eat ma'isa sheni. What's the Gemara's question? Do we say, keheche diyala pesach me'maisa l'nyaninus? Just like we've learned that an oinen may not eat from the carbon pesach, because we say if he can't eat ma'isa sheni, he can't eat from the carbon pesach either. Similarly, yalaf nami ma'isa me'pesach l'nyanarelus, we'll learn ma'isa sheni from Pesach and say just like a oral may not eat from the common Pesach, similarly he may not eat Maisa Sheni. Oidilma Chomer Mikal Yolev Pesach, which is more stringent than Maisa Sheni, we can learn Pesach from Maisa Sheni. However, Kal Maisa Sheni, which is a more lenient prohibition, more lenient issue than Pesach, Lo Yolev. Ask Tosfos, What's the Gemara's question? Certainly we know that every Kal V'Chomer, we can only learn the Chomer, the most stringent subject from the Kal, not the Kal from the Chomer. Answers Tosfos. What the Gemara means to say here is that we know that we want that a Oinen may not eat Pesach, because we learn it from Maisa Sheni. But the Gemara's question is, how was that learned? Was it learned through a Kal V'Chomer? And if it's a Kal V'Chomer, then we could only learn Pesach from Maisa Sheni, but we can't learn Maisa Sheni from Pesach? Or was it a Gzeira Shava? If it's a Gzeira Shava, then there isn't a concept that this is Kal and this is Chomer. Rather, then the halach is, we can learn either subject from each other. And therefore, says the Gemara, the Gemara's question is this a Gzeirah Shava? And therefore, we can learn either way, or is it a Kal V'Chomer? Other Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question is, certainly it's a Gzeirah Shava. If it was a Kal V'Chomer, there would not be any room for this question. The Gemara's question, however, is, how far do we understand and do we allow this Gzeirah Shava to teach us the two subjects? Amalhu. So Rav Sheshes replied, Tenesua, it's actually learned in the Mishnayis, in the first Mishnayis of the second Perek of Masechet Bikurim. Those three Mishnayis discuss Truma, Bikurim, and Maisa Sheni. And the Mishnayis contrast the halachas that apply to each of these cases. The first Mishnah, the Mishnah our Gemara is now going to quote, teaches us the halachas that pertain to Truma Bikurim, but do not pertain to Maisa. Teaches us the Mishnah. HaTruma Bikurim, Chayovin Olam Misa, if one eats them, that means Vazor eats Truma Bikurim, or a Kohen whose Tomei eats Truma Bikurim, his Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, V'Chomish, if a Zor of Yisrael, who, as we just said, is not allowed to eat truma, a truma, besides that he has to pay back what he ate, he also has to add a chomish, which we know means 25%, the surim lazorim, and zorim may not eat truma and bikurim. Ask Tosfos, if we just said that a zor who ate truma bikurim has to pay a chaymish, obviously a fine, an extra 25%, obviously he wasn't allowed to eat it. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat the sur lazarim? So Rashi attempts to say that what the Mishnah is trying to contrast is truma bikurim versus maisa sheni. Truma bikurim are completely prohibited to zarim, and on the other hand, Maisa Sheni is completely permitted to Zarim. But Tosfos says a different answer. Tosfos says what the Mishnah is quoting the Aruch. Tosfos wants to teach us that not only may Zarim not eat Truma Bikurim, but they're even also to eat a Chatzi Shir, even less than a Kazayis of Truma Bikurim may not be eaten by Zarim. Ask the Tosfos Yesharim that we know that the halacha Rabbi Yochanan tells us in Masechet Yuma that Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, that throughout in all issues where the Torah says we're not allowed to eat something less than the Shir is also Asur. So why does the Mishnah over here have to single out that by Truma Bikurim there's an Isur Chatzi Shir? Answers the Tosfos Yesharim that since Trum Bikurim are not the same as all other Macholos Asuras. Usually by Macholos Asuras, no one is allowed to eat from that food. Here we have a Macholos Asuras that's also to Yisrael, but Mutter to Kohanim. So perhaps we would think that the halacha of Chatzi Shir doesn't apply here. That's why the Mishnah has to emphasize Asur Lazorim. And actually there's a Maral Bach that says a similar concept. The Rambam says a special pasuk that says that a chametz on Pesach chatzi shir, even less than a kazayis, is also. So ask the Maral Bach, If Chatzis Shira is Asur in the whole Torah, why do we need a special pasuk by Chametz? Answers the Merabach, as we just said, that since Chametz on Pesach, Chametz the entire year may be eaten, so Chametz is not a typical example of Macholas Asuris. That's why we have to have a special pasuk to teach us that Chatzis Shira is Asur. The Mitzvah Eisen gives a different answer to Tosfos Kasha. He says that the halacha is that even though a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael may not eat Truma while she's married to the Yisrael, the halacha is that she doesn't have to pay the Chaimish if she ate that Truma. So now we have a very Gishmak Pshat in our Mishnah. Yes, Chayov and Allah Chaimish. If Yisrael eats Truma, he's going to have to pay a Chaimish. But that halacha doesn't apply to a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael. Teaches us the Mishnah. Yes, she may be exempt from the fine of a chaimish, but still, asur lazarim, she's not allowed to eat that truma. Vehein nechse kayin, they considered the property of the kayin. That means the kayin could use it to be mekadesh anisha, to marry a woman. And again, as the mefarshim explain, the woman would have to eat that truma bikurim. She couldn't do anything else with it. Actually, the Mefarshim point out that here the Mishnah is pointing out a leniency that Truma Bikurim have versus Maisa. V'oilim be'echad b'meya. The halacha is that if Truma or Bikurim fell into Chulin, normally the halacha midaraisa is we need bittel b'roiv, just a majority causes nullification, or shishim, under certain circumstances, midrabbanan. Here, the number is 100 to 1. That we, if an apple of truma were to fall into a barrel of apples, if there are 100 chulin apples versus the 1 truma apple, it becomes bottle. The halacha is that that 1 apple should be removed from the barrel and be given to the kohen, but we need 100 to 1 ratio. Most Rishonim explain, however, by Meiser, the regular halachas of Bittel will apply, not the special stringency of 100 to 1. However, there's an interesting Me'iri that says that actually Meiser is more stringent than Truma Bikurim. Because the Me'iri explains that we know one of the halachas of Bittel is a dovish yesh lematirin, something that will be mutter, never becomes nullified. Says the Me'iri, if Truma fell into Chulin, to a person who's not a Kohen, as we just learned, he can never partake of these apples. So there is a din of bittel, albeit that the din is 100 to 1. By Meiser, if Meiser fell into a barrel, it's not permanently disqualified, because you could take up the entire barrel of food and eat it in Yerushalayim, as you would eat any Meiser Sheni food. And therefore the Me'iri learns just the opposite than all the other Rishonim, that by Truma Bikurim, the shear is 100 to 1. And the Meiser, since it's a Dovish Yesh L'Materim, it doesn't become bottle at all. But Turin Ruchitus Yadayim, one has to wash his hands before he eats them. It's interesting to know that Tosfos points out that actually the halacha is that before one eats Meiser Sheni, he also has to wash his hands. The difference between Truma Bikurim versus Meiser is by Truma Bikurim one has to wash his hands whether he's going to eat from the Truma Bikurim or he's just going to touch the Truma Bikurim. On the other hand, by Meiser, if he's just going to touch the Meiser and not eat it, he doesn't have to wash his hands. The Herif Shemesh, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, somebody who's Tful Yoyim but did not have Herif Shemesh, did not have the Shkia then passed, would not be allowed to eat Truma Bikurim, but by Meiser he would be allowed to eat as soon as he goes to the mikvah, even though it's full yoy. Says the Mishnah, Hare'ilu b'Truma Bikurim, these halachas apply to Truma Bikurim, Mash'enkim and Meiser, but they do not apply by Meiser. Ask the Gemara, V'misa, if it was true that an oral may eat Meiser Sheni, Nisni, so what doesn't the Mishnah say? Oral also behen, that an oral may not eat Truma Bikurim, Masha'en came a Meiser. Meiser and oral may eat. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention this case, isn't that a clear proof that an oral may not eat Meiser also? Says the Gemara, it's not a proof, because Tana V'Shayer. The Mishnah doesn't quote an exhaustive list.
And the halacha may be that an oral may eat meiser, even though the Mishnah did not mention it. Ask the Gemara, my shayah, the high shayah. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara's question is that the Tana never only leaves out only one example. So if the Tana here was saying just left out the example of meiser, we must find another example that he left out. I saw another nice pshat in my shayah, the high shayah. If we're going to say that a Tana left something out, it must be that we have a proof that this Tana follows such a pattern of omitting something. And therefore the Gemara asks, my Shire, where can you prove to me that this Tana is leaving out certain examples that we could say that he left out this example also? Says the Gemara Shire, I could show you that he left over, he omitted certain examples in the next Mishnah. The Ketani Sefer, the next Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, teaches us Yesh b'Maisa Bikurim, and there's certain halachas that apply b'Maisa Bikurim, Mashen Kem b'Truma, that don't apply to Truma. Shemaisa Bikurim, both Maisa Sheni Bikurim, Tunan Havas Makaim, they have to be brought to Yerushalayim, v'Tunan Vidui, and we have to say Vidui. The halach is, and we'll discuss this more in a moment about the Biur, the halach is that all of the Maiser Sheni and all the Bikurim that have not been brought to Yerushalayim, when it comes to the Pesach of the 4th and 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, must be destroyed. And the halacha is that they have to be destroyed, and on Shvi Shal Pesach, one says, Vidui Maiser. There's an interesting shaila in the Menchus Chinuch, how to look at Vidui Maiser. Is Vidui Maiser said that if the person did not do what he really should have done, that means that the person, instead of on a timely fashion bringing the Bikurim and the Maiser Sheni Yerushalayim, allowed it to accumulate in his home, and now it's the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle, it's the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, so he does Biur, he removes it, and he says Vidui Maiser. According to that understanding, if the person did it right, and he didn't have any leftover Bikurim or Maisa, he would not say Vidui Maiser, which is really implied in the name. Vidui means a confession that he did something wrong. On the other hand, most Achroinim and the Aderis learns this way. They learn that Vidui Maiser doesn't represent a confession. It doesn't represent an Aveira. On the contrary, it represents a Hoidah, a time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've been doing this mitzvah of Maiser Sheni, we've done the mitzvah of Bikurim. In fact, the Aderis has a discussion, if Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, is there still a halacha to do the mitzvah of Vidui Maiser? Actually, it can somewhat be fulfilled nowadays, because we know that fruits in Eretz Yisrael, we're paid that we redeem on a pruta, and the pruta has to be discarded by the 4th and 7th year Pesach, and the Deris says that it should still be done Bizman HaZeh. L'chatchili says it should be done on Shvi Yishe Pesach by the Koisel HaMaravi. If one can't do it in Eretz Yisrael by the Koisel HaMaravi, he says that we should do it in Shul. He says the preferable way is before Mincha of Shvi Yishe Pesach, a Sefer Torah should be removed from the Oren, and the Parsha of Vidui Maiser should be read. Continues the Mishnah discussing the contrast between Maisa Bikurim and Truma. V'asa l'oinen, the halacha is that an oinen may not eat Truma Bikurim, Maisa Bikurim, but he may eat Truma. Tosfos also points out that even though as part of the Nusach of the Vidui Maisa we say V'gam Nesativ L'Levi, which refers to the Truma, says Tosfos, doesn't mean that Truma, we only speak about the Truma because of the Maiser. And in fact, Tosfos says, if somebody wouldn't be saying Vidui in the Maiser, he would not say for the Truma. But for the Truma alone, he never says. The Chayav and Bebir, Maiser Sheni Bikurim, as we just discussed, have the Halacha Bir. Rav Shimon says that the Halacha Bir does not apply to Bikurim. As he said, the Halacha of Oinen does not apply to Bikurim. Now, says the Gemara, Vilu of Osa Levar Men Betuma. The halacha is that if truma becomes tamei, one can take the truma tameya and use it as fuel. However, by meiser and by bikurim, the halacha is not that way. And by meiser bikurim, as we will learn on the days of Mitzvashem, the halacha is that they may not be burnt when they become tamei. And there's another halacha that's been omitted from the Mishnah. For oichlam b'tumas atzman loika, if ma'aser sheni or bikurim become tamei, and one eats them, he receives malchus. Ma'aser enkein b'truma, by truma the halacha is not that way. And if someone eats truma which is tamei, even though he was over an iser, he would not get malchus. So here we have two halachas that are omitted from the Mishnah, like Tani, that haven't been taught in the Mishnah. Again, to repeat, the halacha, the Bais Bikurim may not be burnt when they're Tamei. Truma may be burnt. There's an interesting machlokes Rishonim. What would be the halacha, Bais Bikurim that are Tahor, may they be burnt as fuel? It's machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says that it may not. The Rash says that it may. And the other exception was that by Truma, which is Tamei, if the produce is Tamei, there is no Issa Malkus. Maisim Bikurim, if they're Tamei, there's Issa Malkus if one eats them. Alma, so we obviously see that Tani Vishayer, our Tana, leaves out certain rules. And certainly he might have also left out the rule of Maisa being Mutter to an Oral. So we don't really have a Raya from this Mishnah, what is the Halacha. We learned in the Mishnah, the Surim L'Oinim, Rav Shimon, the Tanakhama held that both Ma'aser Sheni Bikurim may not be eaten by an Oinim. Rav Shimon held that an Oinim may eat Bikurim. Ask the Gemara Manolahu, what is the basis of this Machlaikis? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Le'sucha lecho b'sharecho, Masa d'goncha v'siroishcha v'yitzarecho, v'trumas yotcha. V'amamar, and the Braisa teaches us, trumas yotcha. When the Pasuk says Trumas Yotcha, it refers to Bikurim, Eile Bikurim, the Iskish Bikurim L'maisa, and the Torah compares Truma to Maisa. Just like Ma Maisa Osel Oinon, just like an Oinon may not eat Maisa, as we learned in Daf Ayin, Af Bikurim Osel Oinon, so too may an Oinon not eat Bikurim. Rav Shimon, who disagrees, says Truma Krina Rachmana. The Torah calls Bikurim Truma. Mat truma mutaris l'oinen, just like an oinen may eat truma, ach bikurim mutar l'oinen, so too may an oinen eat bikurim. V'chayovim b'bir, we said that the Tanakhama held that both maisa and bikurim are subject to halachas of bir on the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle of Pesach. Shimon Poiter, Shimon says the bikurim is not subject to that halacha. What is the basis of that Malchloikis? Says the Gemara, Ma Makish. One, the Tanakhama compares Bikurim to Maiser. Ma Loi Makish, Rav Shimon doesn't compare Bikurim to Maiser. And as Tosfos, with Ritva's explanation, explained the Gemara this way. Certainly, we find that the Torah in certain instances compares Truma Bikurim to Truma, and in certain circumstances it compares it to Maisa. What the machloikas between the Tanakhama, between the Chachamim and Bishimin, is where we don't have any indication what does the Torah want to compare Bikurim to in a specific circumstance, what do we do? The Chachamim say that the natural inclination is to compare Bikurim to Maisa. And if the halach is that Maisa requires Biur, so too will be the halacha by Bikurim. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, says that when the Torah doesn't clearly indicate to what to compare Bikurim to, the natural inclination is to compare it to Truma, and if Truma doesn't require Biur, neither does Maisa. It's important, neither does Bikurim. It's important to know when we say that Truma doesn't require beer, what it means to say is, not to say that we could hold on to the Truma forever. By the fourth and seventh year, the Truma also has to be given. But it has to be given to the Kayin. And once it's given to the Kayin, he could hold on to it. by Meister Sheni, the halacha is it has to be completely destroyed. We also learned V'oyser levah b'metuma that Meister Sheni b'kurim become tamei, cannot be used, cannot be burnt, cannot be used as fuel. Truma may V'oyser b'metumas atzman loika, but Meister Sheni b'kurim, if somebody eats them when they are tamei, he gets malchus, which is not the halacha by truma. Menola. So says the Gemara, from where do we know these halachas? The Tanya. The Pasuk says, the Tanya of Shimon Oimer, the Pasuk says that when the person says Vidui Maisa, he says, Loi bi'atimimani b'tomei. I did not burn it when I was tomei. Teaching us, Bein Shani tomei v'hutar, whether I, the person, was tomei and the Maisa was tahor, Bein Shani tahor, or if I was tahor, v'hutar, Tomei, and the Maisa was Tomei. Seir Rishonim, beautiful Pshat. If we look in the Nusach, the Ritva says this, if we look in the Nusach of the Vidui Maisa, we find a very interesting contrast. When it comes to speak about Aninus, the person says, Lo yechalti bi'oini. The Pasuk indicates that the person was an Oinin. When it comes to speak about Tuma, it says loy ba'ati b'meni b'tomei. It doesn't say b'tomei. What's the difference? The difference is that by aninus the person's an oinen. By tuma it makes no difference what's tomei. Whether it's the person eating the maaser is tomei, or whether the maaser is tomei. In both cases, loy ba'arti, I'm not allowed to partake of the maaser. Says the Braisa, v'heichen muzar al chilosoi. Where do we know that when somebody's tamei, he's not allowed to eat meiser? Any idea? I don't know. Interrupts the Gemara, the Braisa. Tumas aguf, if somebody is tamei, that he's not allowed to eat meiser, behedjik sebei, there's an explicit pasuk. Because the pasuk says, nefesh ha-shatiga bov ha-tuma ara orif, lo yoich man ha-kotshim, ki rochet b'sar b'mayim. The person who's tamei is not allowed to eat from the meiser. And as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in the next blot, this pasuk is referring to Meiser. Because this pasuk teaches us that all that's required to eat Meiser, to eat what's in this pasuk, the subject of this pasuk, is Rochetz Besari that he had Tefillah. Just a Tful Yoim can eat what this pasuk is referring to. Where is there a halacha that Tful Yoim can eat? By Meiser. So the pasuk is telling us that somebody who has a Tumas Saguf, that isn't even a Tful Yoim, may not eat Meiser. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Braisa's question? Where do we have a Pasuk that teaches this? It says the Gemara, Hachik Ba'ilai. What Rosh Shimon meant to ask is, Tumas Atzmoy Minayin. Where do we know that if the person is Tor, but the Meiser is Tomei, he may not eat from that Meiser? Ask Tosfos. If we know that a person is Tomei, he's not allowed to eat Meiser, so obviously, if the Meiser is Tomei, as soon as I eat it, I become Tomei. So, why do we need a special Pasuk? Answers Tosfos, that let's say the Meiser was not Mukshur, did not become susceptible to give off Tumah, so then the person eating that Meiser will not become Tomei. Another Teretz Tosfos gives, is let's say I didn't take the Meiser and put it into my mouth, somebody took the Meiser and stuck it in deep into my esophagus. That the halacha is that Tumas Beis Astorim, that if the food that's Tomei only entered deep into my body, it doesn't give off Tumah. And that's the case that we need to know, that the Gemara is trying to figure out, how do we still know that Tumas Atzmoy, if the Meiser is Tomei, it may not be eaten. The Miches Yitzchak uses this Tosfos to discuss a very relevant subject in halacha. He says, Tosfos could have given a different answer. Tosfos perhaps could have said that our Gemara is referring to a situation where one wrapped the Meiser in some sort of a wrapper and he ate it that way. That he wouldn't become Tomei because the Meiser didn't touch his body. Says the Miches Yitzchak, the fact that Tosfos did not give that answer seems to say that it would be mutter. And what he seems to be, what he's saying is, very big chiddush in halacha, we know that the halacha is that one has to eat matzah on Pesach. Let's say one will wrap matzah in a wrapper and eat it that way. He will not be mekayim the mitzvah. So what the Mechas Yitzchak is teaching us is that Tosfos is telling us the other way around is also true. That if one is also to eat something and he puts it in a wrapper, then it will not be considered that he ate macholos asuris. And therefore, Mechas Yitzchak says that let's say somebody is not well and he has to take a medicine, the halacha would be that he could wrap the medicine. He says, if the person is a cholei sheyesh bo sakana, so then he should take the medicine and not ask any questions. But if on the other hand, he says, the person is not a cholei sheyesh bo sakana, but the doctors still have prescribed the medicine, what he should do, says the Mechas Yitzchak, is wrap it in some sort of a wrapper, and based on what we're learning now, that will be not considered that he ate macholos asuris. It's interesting to note that most poskim seem to agree with this line of reasoning, but it's interesting to note that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that by medicine it may be more of a shaila than by other foods. He explains why. Other foods are not generally eaten when they're wrapped in a wrapper. So if you wrap it in a wrapper, it's not considered that you ate macholos asuris. On the other hand, he says, medicine are very commonly wrapped in capsules. So wrapping a medicine will not necessarily mean that you ate it shaloi kederech achila. That's the way medicines are very commonly eaten, and therefore maybe dafka by medicine suggests Rav Shlomo Zalman this would not be a very good suggestion to avoid the issur. Perhaps if it wasn't in a capsule, which is the way medicine is usually wrapped, perhaps it was in something else, there Rav Shlomo Zalman would be agreeable that that would not be considered that I ate macholos asuris. So again, the Gemara is seeking a makor, how we know that if the maaser is tamei, it may not be eaten. Tamaloimer, lesucha lech v'shurecha maaser degoncha. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat the maaser degoncha under certain circumstances. Lao oimer, outside Yerushalayim, v'shurecha terech lena, hatamei v'atah yachtov ketzvi ka'ayol. The pasuk there is referring to a bechor that became a balmum, or other kachim that became a balimum and were redeemed, and explains the Beir Bishmol. V'tana the Beir Bishmol. Afilu tamei v'tar. You're allowed to take tamei meat with this psula mikdashim oichlem al shulchan ech v'karachas that may be eaten together on one plate. V'ein chashim. There's no concern that this will become tamei. V'kam rachmana. And the Torah tells us who the amri lo chasam b'shirecha techlano. There, there is no issue eating these foods together. Hacha, however, here, Maisa Sheni, Loi Teichel, you may not eat if it's Tamei. Masha Enkein Betruma, we explained that by Truma that becomes Tamei, it may be burnt, it may be used as fuel. Menalon, how do we know this halacha? Amr Avu, Amr Abyachd, Amr Kro, Loi Be'ati B'mena B'Tamei. When the person says the Vidui Maisa, he says Loi Be'ati B'mena B'Tamei. Teaches B'menu, only from the Maisa, Iatamaver, you may not burn it. Aval atamaver, shemesh al truma shenitma, truma oil that became tamei may be used as fuel. The Eima asked the Gemara, perhaps menu atamaver. Maybe the pasuk is teaching us that you are not allowed to burn meiser when it becomes tamei. Aval atamaver, shemesh al kodesh shenitma. If one designated oil to be used for carbon mincha, and then that oil became tamei, perhaps the Torah is teaching us that that oil could be burnt as fuel. Says the Gemara, lav kal v'chaymer. Isn't it obvious that that's not true? Or ma masa kal. Mice is less stringent than kotshim. We're learning, I'm retired, the Torah tells us, loy ba'at imenu b'tamei, one can't use it as fuel when it becomes tamei. Kodesh chomer, kodesh, which is more stringent than meiser, loy koshkein, that it may not be used as fuel. Says the Gemara, if that's a legitimate kavachoymer, ihachi, so say the same kavachoymer by truma. Truma nami kavachoymer hu. And say if maisa, which is less stringent than truma, may not be used as fuel. Certainly truma, if it becomes tamei, may not be used as fuel. Says the Gemara, ksimimenu. But the Torah explicitly said mimenu, that only by maiser is there a halacha, that if it becomes tamei, it may not be used as fuel. Somewhere else, it may. And we're saying that somewhere else is truma. Ask the Gemara, Omari Isa. In other words, what the Gemara's question is, the Pasuk Mimenu is teaching us that there is another subject, that there is another case, that the, when it becomes tame, it may be used as fuel. So it could be one of two situations. It could either be Kaidish, or it could be truma. Says the Gemara, why do we say that the Pasuk is teaching us that truma that becomes tamei may be used as fuel? Maybe say that the Pasuk is teaching us that kodesh that became tamei may be used as fuel. Answers the Gemara, mistabra kodesh lemimintina. It makes sense to say that kodesh is not what the Pasuk is referring to. Shekem pinkaches. It has all of these chumras. What are these chumras? Pigle. Carbon can become pigle when one has the wrong machshava, to eat it past the right time or the right place. Nicer, a carbon can become nicer. Carbon, it's a carbon brought on the Mizbeach. Me'ila, the ayin is me'ila. A kodesh is subject to carbon me'ila, to being me'ila. Kares, there's a chiyuv. Kares, if somebody who's tamei eats a carbon, for osel ayin may not eat kodesh. Ask the Gemara, adrabba, truma lema mitna. Why don't we say that truma has a lot of characteristics that it points that that's what may not be burnt when it's tamei? Shekei machbas. Misa. There's a chi misa b'dei shemayim. If someone eats truma when he's tamei, or someone eats truma when azor, v'chaymish, that's b'mezit. V'chaymish, if one eats truma, as we learned at the beginning of the shir, he has to pay, besides paying back the truma he ate, he has to add a chaymish. Vein lepidyon, truma cannot be redeemed. Kodesh, when the animal becomes a balmum, as we just learned, can be redeemed. V'sur l'zorim, and it may not be eaten to zorim. So truma has all these chumras, so maybe the Torah is teaching us that kodesh that's tamei can be used as fuel, not truma. Answers the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. They're more chumras than by Kodesh versus Truma. Vibay Seima, Karis Adifa. By Kodesh, the Aloch is the Zechi of Karis. By Truma, the Aloch is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Karis is more severe of a penalty than Misa B'dei Shemayim, and therefore, Kodesh is the more stringent case. And we use the pasuk to teach us truma that's tamei may be used as fuel, not kodesh that's tamei. Why is kares more severe than misa b'dei shemayim? So the rishonim give a number of answers. One answer is that misa b'dei shemayim has no specific time, no specific age. Kares is at the age of 60, or some say even 50. Kares doesn't only affect the person, it affects also his children. Another difference is that kares only affects kapara if the person did tshuva. Misa b'dei shemayim affects the kapara even if the person did not do tshuva. Ask Tosfos, if kares is more severe than misa b'dei shemayim, so we need to understand what the Gemara just said. When the Gemara gave the list of what are the chumras of kodesh, it mentioned the fact that it's subject to kares. When the Gemara gave the list of what is, what is the chumra of truma, it said misa b'dei shemayim. So what is it? Is it truma or is it kodesh? Is it misa b'dei shemayim or is it kares? Which is more chumra? So the Rishonim explained that, as we just finished learning, kares is indeed more stringent than misa b'dei shemayim. But there are more situations where someone is subject to misa b'dei shemayim by truma versus when he's subject to kares by kodesh. But Kodesh, there's only someone subject to Karis Rachman Otzlan if he ate it when it's Tomei. But if a Zor ate Kodesh, he will not be Chayiv Karis. On the other hand, by Truma, both if a Kohen ate it when he's Tomei, or a Yisrael ate it, in both of those cases, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So there are more cases of Misa B'dei Shemayim, and by Truma, and Kares is a more significant punishment. We learned from Oichem Thomas Atzman Loika. If somebody ate mice Sheni Bikur when they're Tomei, he gets Malkus. Mashenkin Truma, by Truma he will not get Malkus. Points out the Gemara. Milkehu Deloy Loki. He will not get Malkus for eating Truma when it's Tomei. Haysuri Ika. But he will be Oiver and Isser. Menolon, Omakra, Bisharecha Tachlena. Only the Kaidish that we explained that became Balmum can be eaten together Tor and Tomei. L'zev loy l'acher. Only this, but not another situation. What is the other situation that's being inferred? Truma. And this becomes a lach above Mechlal say. From here we're learning that Truma, that Tomei may not be eaten, but it's inferred from a mitzvah asay or b'sherech tachlana, and it has the status of an asay. At the beginning of our shir, when we were discussing the first Mishnah in the second parak of Masechta Bikurim, we said Tana v'shayir. The Mishnah left out the case about oral eating Maisa. And we asked, my Shai, the High Shire, where do we find that this Tana is omitting cases? So we quoted the second Mishnah. So now the Gemara says that even in this first Mishnah, there are cases that were omitted, and we could say that the Tana v'shayir. Omer Vashi, Mureisha Namishan mit Minod the Tana v'shayir. In the first Mishnah itself, we see that the Tana left out certain cases. Midalik Tani, since the Tana didn't say, V'nahagin b'shar shvua, Truma Bikurim apply during all 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Vein Lam Pidyon, Truma Bikurim cannot be redeemed. Mashenke Meiser, Meiser does not apply during the Shemitah year. A Meiser can be redeemed and the money be taken up to Yerushalayim. So we see that there are examples, other cases that the Tana left out, and therefore he could have left out the case about the din of Meiser and an oral, yes, eating it or not eating it, and therefore we have no indication from this Mishnah what is the halacha about an oral eating Meiser, which is still a question left over for us to discuss in tomorrow's Shir in Mitzvah Hashem.